One of the things you can do in these hot conditions is start to think about how much electricity we are using. We are hearing not just around Newcastle and the Hunter, around New South Wales, but right around very hot parts of Australia, the drain on the power grid is causing all sorts of problems. Anthony O'Brien, Ausgrid spokesperson. Anthony, you'd be a very busy gentleman this morning. Obviously, you're going to have some great tips on things we can do around the house just to ease the load on the power grid.
Yeah, look, the first things first, Todd, that when we reach these sorts of temperatures, the priority for everyone should be the welfare of their, not just themselves, but also their family and friends and neighbours. So the one thing that we need to make sure, particularly those people who are relying on medical equipment for their health or well-being, is to make sure that they're putting themselves as a priority. But once they've done that, we can all look at a few things we can do around the home to reduce power. And on a day like today, people who have pools can switch their pool pumps to a time that might be outside the peak period. So the Australian Energy Market Operator is predicting that peak period will come sometime around maybe 4, maybe up to 6:30 p.m. So that the first thing for people with pools is, can you turn your pool pumps off during this time, or can you defer it to outside that time? If your pool pumps are noisy, maybe just have a chat to your neighbour and just make sure they're okay with you deferring it to another period. Another thing to do is look at non-essential electricity use inside the home. So the first one is standby power. It can account for up to 10% of your household energy use. So microwaves, TVs, computers and other items, if they're not being used, look at turning those off. I mean, that's good practice at any day of the week, but in particular on a day like today where that reducing your residential load can also help keeping that state peak down, then that's also good to do. The third thing is your air conditioners. Now, today is obviously going to be very, very hot, and so we're not suggesting to people that they don't use their air conditioner, but they can set the thermostat to maybe 23 to 26 degrees. This will mean that your air conditioner won't be working as hard, and again, in particular, for that period somewhere around 4 to 6:30 p.m. If everyone is able to do that, there's a very good chance that across the state, we may be able to keep our peak demand down at that critical period so that we won't have to interrupt supply to a number of customers.
One of the things I've done, and it may only seem like a very small thing to do, I've turned the beer fridge off.
Yeah, so if there's, I mean, the fridges can use a lot of electricity. Obviously, you know, your main fridge you want to keep, you know, in use the whole time. But if you've got a second fridge and you don't use it, switch it off, even just for a short period, for 2 or 3 hours, and then switch it back on. Then that will also make a great contribution. And, you know, it'll still give you enough time after an hour or so still to have a cold drink afterwards earlier in the evening.
Anthony, I'd imagine that some little changes right across the region could be all it takes to keep full power supply going to everybody.
Yeah, that's right. And just remembering across the Hunter as well, the advice from early this morning from the authorities is that the Hunter is going to get particularly hot. So we want to make sure that people aren't jeopardising their own health or safety. So another good thing, Todd, is that if you have got an option to go somewhere where you know it is cool, so shopping centres or movie theatres, you know, are a good place if you can time things to be in those places at that time of the day, if it's possible, then obviously you can, you know, defer any use that you would be doing, you know, in your house. But again, we just urge people to show common sense and also at these sorts of times, if possible, check on your neighbours, particularly if you have elderly neighbours or you know there are people who live near you who, you know, who have life support equipment that requires electricity use. Knock on the door, make sure they're okay, and you know, those sorts of acts can help us all get through you know, a period that's going to be like this afternoon.
I know you don't have a crystal ball in relation to what will or won't happen, but is Ausgrid concerned? I know probably South Australia has been the one over the last 18 months or so that every time it gets hot, they seem to have problems. Is there a lot of concern, or is it just a case of basically a wait and see kind of scenario?
At a network level, Todd, so the network that we run, we know there's more than enough capacity in our network to provide power, you know, even during these very hot days. There can be isolated problems that could be caused by, you know, this extreme heat causing stress on the network, or there could be a tree branch or other factors that cause blackouts. So our network is built pretty well to handle these sorts of conditions. What's happening today is that it's the amount of power that our generators can actually make. The Australian Energy Market Operator believes that it's potentially a scenario this afternoon that they will not be able to make enough power from our generators to meet the demand. They think that the demand record will be smashed this afternoon by 100 or so megawatts. So that's the issue in New South Wales that's causing a problem. It's not unusual, but it's certainly not common. So what the options are is to first of all, from a demand perspective, look at the load that we can reduce, and not just at the residential level. I know that there are big industrial users out there that the market operators and the jurisdictional coordinators will also be talking to see if they can reduce load. And also the generators are also looking at, can we put extra generation into the market? So there are special gas-fired power plants that are built just for this exact moment to be turned on at short notice to boost supply into the market. But if there's not enough generation, then the Australian Energy Market Operator via Transgrid in New South Wales, who maintains the transmission network, will send an order out to the distribution businesses like Ausgrid, and they will say, we require you to interrupt supply to customers, enough customers, so that we can reduce load by a certain amount. And the reality is that we will probably only get 15 or maybe half an hour's notice.
Yep.
to do that. So it is a likely scenario that will happen sometime around potentially 4:30, maybe as late as 5:30. But the reality is we just don't know until that the period just before then.
Anthony, thanks very much for your time this morning.
That's a pleasure.